This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green. Egypt is still reeling in the aftermath of the government's deadly crackdown on protesters yesterday. Rioters in Cairo set fire to a local government building today. Hundreds of supporters of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood took to the streets in Alexandria. All this mayhem began on Wednesday when security forces in Cairo attacked Brotherhood supporters of Morsi. At least 500 people, including about 40 police, were killed around the country. More than 3,500 people were wounded. As you can imagine, talk of democracy is taking a back seat today as Egypt's military continues to enforce a state of emergency. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
As dawn broke in the capital, the streets were eerily quiet, a curfew still in place. The first cars ventured out into the streets just after 6 a.m., following the single bloodiest day in Egypt since the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak almost 3 years ago. The main sit-ins of pro-Morsi protesters in the capital are gone. They were mostly Islamists who'd been camped out for weeks, calling for Morsi's reinstatement. In their place are burned-out tents, debris, and spent bullet casings. The field hospital and mosque at the main sit-in in eastern Cairo is now burned out. The protesters are gone, and just outside, garbage men clear the rubble. Yesterday seemed to strip away the pretense of reconciliation, and the military now has control. The same area just yesterday was under siege. Men carried a wounded man on a stretcher. "Get out of the way," they yelled. In just one room in the medical center, I counted 37 bodies. There are more in the morgue downstairs, more in the mosque next door. The floor is covered in blood. One body is charred. Another is a woman shot in the head, her corpse wrapped in a blanket. Every few minutes, a new person wounded is ushered in. Sometimes they are already dead. Outside, the gunfire intensified. People who were trying to leave waited for their escape. We took our chance and ran through an alley to get to safety. Sniper fire whizzed by. A man fell in front of us, shot in the head, injured. Later, another man yelled from his car.
We will continue our revolution. For die, forever, for our freedom.
By nightfall on Wednesday, many more were dead. The sit-ins were gone. The state declared a state of emergency with a nighttime curfew for a month, and the Egyptian vice president, Mohamed el-Baradei, resigned. He wrote in his resignation letter, "I cannot bear responsibility for a single drop of blood. I believe that the bloodshed could have been avoided." Military supporters quickly labeled the Nobel laureate a traitor and an American agent. Now, there is very little space for people to criticize and speak about rule of law, says Hiba Morayev, the Egypt director for Human Rights Watch.
The main problem is, and in a sense this is illustrated by Baradei's resignation, is that the security agencies, the hawks and the hardliners, have won the battle about how to deal with the Muslim Brotherhood.
The reigning discourse now is that Brotherhood members are terrorists who don't deserve rights.
I think this pretty much breaks politics in Egypt. I can't imagine a genuine political process in Egypt moving forward unless it includes Islamist political parties. And after today, I can't imagine inclusion happening.
She says there is a general breakdown of rule of law. As Muslim Brotherhood supporters suffered at the hands of security forces, in other parts of the country, Christians came under immediate attack. Many Morsi supporters have been scapegoating the Christians for the coup. About 24 churches were attacked, and Morayev says that's unprecedented.
And I'm not sure that the state is ready to deal with that. In fact, we know that they're not ready, because otherwise all of these churches wouldn't have been attacked had the police been there to protect them.
And with scenes of carnage in the streets of Cairo and beyond on Wednesday, there's been an international outcry over the security crackdown. And the State Department says it, quote, condemns the use of violence against protesters. The European envoy Bernardino León, who was involved in mediation efforts, was quoted by Reuters saying the Muslim Brotherhood had been ready to make a deal. So Egyptian government officials took to the airwaves on Wednesday night to defend the decision. The Prime Minister, Hazmat Beblawi, called it a necessary action and praised security forces for restraint. Restraint reporters saw little of in the streets. We will never allow for another sit-in in this republic, the Minister of Interior, Mohamed Ibrahim, said in a press conference. The Brotherhood is to blame for the violence. They attacked police stations. Hundreds are detained, he says. The lines have been hardened in Egypt. The official policy now is to stop all gatherings of Morsi supporters. But Brotherhood leaders vow to continue to protest. It's difficult to see a path out of this crisis, at least not without more people dying. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.